A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Nun Dalid, Nedarim 54b, pagination is 108, starting from four lines from the top, Detanya, as we learnt, and we're going to explore what is included in the word meat if a person made a neder not to benefit from meat. Hanodim in Abasar, a person made such a vow. Asur bekomine basar, he's going to be forbidden from all kinds of meat, meaning coming from an animal. Va'asur is also going to be forbidden be'ofos, in birds, like chicken. Umutur be'basar dogim, but he's going to be permitted to benefit from the flesh of fish. Dropping down in the Gemara about six lines, in the beginning of a line, Mem Shin, Mai Shana, what is the difference? Basar Of, Latanakama, regarding fowl, chicken, that is going to be forbidden, even though the term used in his vow was meat. The Asir, it's going to be forbidden. The Ovid Shelicha de Mimlechale, because a person sent to obtain meat would wonder, would ask, would inquire, do you mean that if I can't find meat, I should find chicken and bring that back? He considers it in the same category. Says the Gemara, Basar Dogim Nami Ovid Shelicha, we find that if a person was sent to get meat, he would also inquire regarding fish. In our understanding today, modern times, it's also considered a protein. It's also considered a food that's in that category. De'ilo mishkach bisra, if a person wouldn't find meat from an animal, mimlechalei, he would ask the Omar, if I don't find meat, would you like me to bring fish? And it should be also forbidden. Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, Kigon shehikis dam delo ochil dogim. The case is a person did bloodletting and he wouldn't eat fish, and that's why it wasn't included. But it's clear from this answer that if it was a place where, from the person's vow, the fish category might be included, we would also include that in his prohibition, even though he said meat, because the test that we would apply is imimlech, if people would turn around and say, would you like me to do this substitution, or is this item included in your request? So your statement was meat, but if a person would consider the possibility that this other thing is included, then it will be included. This Gemara is reminiscent of a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav regarding the topic of the Churban, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and those times where the Gemara over there relates a story about a certain Marta, a certain Martha, who was Asirasa. She was very rich. She lived in Yerushalayim. And during the famine, she sent her messenger to bring semida, fine flour. By the time the messenger got to the market, izdavin, it was all sold out. So the messenger came back and said, semida leka, there is no fine flour, but chivarta ika, there is plain white flour. And this Marta said, so go bring me the white flour. And the Gemara relates that by the time he got there, izdavin, there was no more plain white flour. But he comes back and he says, there is gushakra, coarse flour. And again she says, well then bring me that. And he comes back, it's already sold, what should I do? Kimcha desairi, the barley flour. And again, by the time he comes back, is davin. It's already, he reports back that it's already been sold out, and she's forced to take matters into her own hand. Gemara relates that she died at the time as a result of this whole thing, and it's an example of, depending on the application, is the original word going to include the next level of item? And over here, we're looking to classify if a person says meat, so it does include fowl, it'll include chicken, does it include fish? The Gemara seems to say, of course it does. And Abaya says, well, I'll give you an application where it doesn't. And that's indeed how it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, that it depends on the place and the circumstances in which the neder was made. In Siman Reish Yud Zayin Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Makom Shadarkom, in a place where the common approach, the way of dealing with things is, Im Yishalech Adam Shlech Liknas No Basar, if you send out a messenger to buy meat, Omer Lo, he would report back and say, Lo Matzasi Ela Dogim, I couldn't find meat, I found fish. Im Nishba O Nodar B'makom Zeh, Mehabasar, if the person made a vow in such a place not to eat meat, Nesar af bevasar dogim, he's also going to be forbidden in fish, Vechenko kayotze boze, and you could apply this type of ruling in all cases. Because if a person says that he's not going to eat meat, so if you wonder, what are we going to include? If a person made a statement, bring me meat, they don't come back and say, I couldn't find meat, but I found buttons. It doesn't make any sense. But if the person reports back, but I found something else, that item is going to be included. Uvechol makom, and in any place, hanoda me'abasar asa bevasar ofos, a person who makes a vow regarding meat is going to be forbidden in the meat of birds, of fowl, because that, we understand, is included in his intent when he verbalized the word meat. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.